Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 6th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe as millions of people face starvation.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And as usual, on the internet, you can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about food insecurity in Zimbabwe.
The World Food Programme says millions of people in rural and urban areas in Zimbabwe are facing serious food shortages due to successive crop failures and what a United Nations food rights expert has described as a man-made humanitarian disaster.
Indications are that more than 60% of the population of a country once seen as the breadbasket of Southern Africa is now considered food insecure, with most households unable to obtain enough food to meet basic needs. In rural areas, a staggering 5.5 million people are currently facing food insecurity as poor rains and erratic weather patterns are impacting harvests and livelihoods. In urban areas, an estimated 2.2 million people are food insecure and lack access to minimum public services, including health and safe water.
And according to a recent report by the World Food Programme, some of the worst affected households are in Norton, Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera Urban, Chinoy, Zimba, and others. These, of course, are urban areas. Bidebridge Urban is the least affected town, together with Shavani Urban, Harare Urban, Chitungwiza, and several others. WFP says households are increasingly failing to access adequate food without external assistance as a result of the ongoing economic challenges, including continuous price increases of basic commodities.
The World Food Programme further says the economy as a whole is deteriorating beyond predicted levels. Fuel scarcity continues, inflation is escalating in all sectors, cash liquidity challenges are worsening, erratic power supplies have become the order of the day, crippling water shortages are being experienced in urban and rural areas, and poverty has gripped communities due to high unemployment levels and incapacitation of social safety nets. To make matters worse, WFP says the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of most people.
To join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue, you need to call us on the numbers that we gave you. Or please note that we are also live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Give up, please, Ngunjan Foyt.
Mina ngiyaphila kunjani
wena? Awu bonke futhi yey. So sikhuluma ngokudla lapho khanya zana ukudla kuyahlupa. Nxa sikhangela ke emakhaya sikhangela emadolobheni kungani kuyafana nje. So ke iWFP iWorld Food Program khanya zani kubeka soba lokuthi abantu abaningi ngokubangalisayo badinga ukuthi banike ukudla. So bacabangela ukuthi abantu abafika 5.5 million emaphandleni bangani bathwele nzima sibili ngokuswela ukudla. Kuzobuya abantu abafika 2.2 million emadolobheni bathwele nzima kakhulu. So nxa sebekhangela amadolobho bathi kunzima endaweni zabo Plumtree, kunzima eNorton, kunzima lezinye indawo sibili, kungani ukudla akukho emadolobheni. Kuzobuya le makhaya njalo khanya ngazani kunjalo bathi kuyabasela mfowethu. Ungazani ke kuyahlupha. Bathi ke usokungani kubadidanisa ingqondo yikuthi lo hulumende lekasa yenelisa ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla. So khanya ngazani kuyafika mfowethu.
Onguka hamwadiwa manzwa zvikutaurwa naGibbs apo nhasi nyaya iri mudariro inyaya yenzara iyo yapfunya chisero mudzimba dzakawanda zvikuru kumaruwa. Asi kazhinji vanhu vekumaruwa ndo vanowanzoda chikafu asi rwendo runo Shabhani inenge yakadzora mwando. Nyangwe vanhu vari mumadhorobha varikunzi varikudawo chikafu nekudaro veWFP zvavanga vasati vamboita vatanga kupa vanhu vari mumadhorobha chikafu vachitarisa nzvimbo dzakaita sana Epworth vana Norton kunonzi kune nzara inotyisa Marondera hakuna kumira zvakanaka nekunana Plumtree mumadhorobha anenge ari imomo. Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kumira zvakanaka. Nekudaro tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti munoona sei, muri kubatsirawo sei vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kunge vachiwana zvekudya. Tatarisana nezoro rekisimusi kudai, zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka nekuti WFP inoti vanhu vangangoda kusvika 8 million chingava chidimbu chevanhu vose vari munyika, kana kuti half the population vari kudaiwo chikafu. Hurumende iri kuti iyo zviri kukonzerwa nekusanaya zvakanaka kwemvura. Asi takaona imwe nhumwa yeUnited Nations ichiti hongu mvura haina kunaya, asi zvimwe zvacho anenge mazvokuda mavanga enyora, kana kuti hurumende inombozvisikira moto muziso nekuita zvinhu zvisina kufanira, zvakafanana nekuti vanhu vakatora mapurazi asi vakagarira mapadza. Gibbs.
So when we are looking at some of the figures, you know, provided by the World Food Program blessing, we see that in terms of urban food insecurity prevalence, it says that about 30% of the households are cereal insecure and in need of urgent assistance. And about 77% of the households are below the food poverty line and unable to meet basic needs. And approximately 93% of the households are below the total consumption poverty line. This seems like a very huge. So when you look at the number of people, the number of households that are food insecure, you know, like we mentioned, not on Epworth, Plumtree, Marondera, Epworth, Chinoy, Zwimba, Kuromonzi, Rua, Tumboshawa, Chivuseke, Weza, and so forth, these are facing serious food shortages. So it seems it's a crisis.
And of course, what is also notable in this report is the fact that the WFP is saying that the Zimbabwe government is failing to meet its quota. The government was supposed to at least feed 3 million people out of these 8 million, and donors would be assisting 5 million other people. But according to this report, they are saying, however, given the deteriorating food security situation and questions around government's ability to continue to cover 3 million people with food assistance under the FDM's program in the coming months, it becomes impossible for WFP to focus only on its current planned caseload when the needs are high and government might not cover households which are not part of the WFP's response. That's a problem right there, Gibbs, when it comes to how the government can at best assist in the food situation. But of course, the United Nations itself, the WFP, was saying that of the money that they need, they only have got about 30%. So that's another problem on its own, that they seem to be a bit of donor fatigue, if we might call it that way, in that not many donors as expected are coming to aid Zimbabwe. This is usually done through the United Nations.
And according to the WFP, again, blessing, it seems as if they are saying the poor start of the 2019-2020 rainfall season is increasing chances of a bad crop season. So which means, if there is a bad crop season this year up to next year, then the crisis will continue and most probably things will get worse. And they are saying that the cost of agricultural inputs is beyond the reach of many people. So Zulukanda bali azwela lapho kulunywa iWFP iyakhuluma sibili ukuthi abantu abanengi bayalamba njalo nxa sebekhangela izulu seliphuzile kanye ngazani ngxa abantu basebevune kahle lonyaka kanya sibili kulodubo olunye olumangalisayo. Bakhuluma njalo lokuthi nxa sebekhangele ukuthi abantu baphila njani, bathi abantu abaningi sebengabayanga inxa yokuthi akula msebenzi, inxa njalo yokuthi into eziningi vele kungazani asahambe ngemfanelo, imali lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So kunjalo looking forward.
Gibbs, of course, we have people following on Facebook. Thank you so much. We have Fraser Chicks, Nathan NR, who says, good evening, follows around the globe loud and clear here in South Africa. I guess he's saying he's
following. Yeah.
He's following. And then Idzai Janda Ziva, Arguti Masquera Seita, Squera, Tina Kripo Chinyowa, Arguti Aripo Sisonge, thank you so much. Wellington Msipa aripo pachirongwa tinotenda nevamwe varipo atisikwanisa kudoma panguva ino asi iko zvino Gibbs we have our first guest Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church is based in Epworth, one of the areas that is badly affected by this food crisis. Dr. Kadenge, good evening.
Are you there, Dr. Kadenge?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, thank you so much. Gibbs, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, can you tell us the situation right there? You know, are people accessing food? Are people eating once a day or they're not eating at all? What's going on in terms of food security?
Yeah, it's a desperate situation whereby some people are not eating anything. If they eat very little so that they can survive. But people are suffering. There is no food. They have nothing at all. And they are just wishing someone would come with something for them to survive. It's really desperate situation.
Now, Reverend Kadenge, there was another report by the United Nations that says that according to its findings, the most affected are women and children. And, you know, they actually noted that some girls are now being forced into prostitution because of this food crisis. Is this something that you are also witnessing around Epworth?
Yes, it's very prevalent now because people are suffering and there's nothing to for them. And if at all they can get something, by whatever means, they would rather get it. So it's so dire in such a way that people can pick anything to survive. So it's really difficult and it's hard for girls and the children who are growing up these days. And it's so difficult. I can't say anything more than that. It's a very dire situation.
Thank you, Reverend Kadenge. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the food situation in the country where an estimated 8 million people are food insecure. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mama ke unaka prim ecingweni. Na prim kunjani mama? Yho kwa yanzani ke ucingo lwakhe luquntekile. Kodwa kulabantu blessing abasilandela ku Facebook. Umsunduzo Ndlovu uthi ngikhona kunapha badube kanye losikhumbuzo mlalazi. So likubona njani bafowethu okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe. Kuzobuya ke uPamela Khumalo la uthi ngikhona bafowethu then kuzobuya uAyanda Thando Kalupheli Ndlovu Gobosi. What is our own government doing to help its citizens? Qinisweni labo abazithi bazinkokeli zakwala kithi bayihluleka ukubusa sibili ngazani kusitshayisa ngamakhanda khonapho. Kuzobuya ke usikhumbuzo mlalazi uthi liyatsho sibili iBhayibhile likaNkulunkulu xa sokubuya izikhathi ezinje. Ye, so uphinde ungezelele mfowethu usiyethu John khonapho.
Tinawamu waripa Facebook hanzi na talent mchema imi madara imi itayabu chizwao vamwe vabuina avopa Facebook data kudura but itinenge tichidaku unzwa news zecho kwa adi tinashe rudumbu arukuti there is too much corruption nduo vamwe waripa chaita unge tichiverenga mamwe
yes, lo etispanda blessing love kumani etispanda unga uchona janba.
Hayi njengile kunjani mthembu?
Hayi nyaphila kakhulu mdawini. Ungapi kona pa mdawini?
Yeah. Hayi ngisethabalala nje ndalele nje ku radio yami amabhathi ndilalele nje so.
Awuboni ke nxa ule radio wayindwayo. siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi uyasilalela.
Hayi,
kuyazwakala mntu omdala. So akusiyele ngendlala khona mpo, kunjani eJabalala?
No, ukunzima uyazi ukuthi la khonapha etown nje bahexa abantu bathwele nzima ngoba lingakhangela khona abasebenzayo balutshana almost maybe 8% basebenzi abantu iningi lonke alinamsebenzi. So ematown lakho kumele sibele bencediswa abantu.
Manje abantu baphila ngani siphanda khona?
Hayi, kunzima ukuthi nje uhulumende wethu kalathando iluthuso galathanda abanambe bengabanye kade beyayekela bethi hayi sesehlulekile bethiyele abanye.
Ye, kodwa ukuthi umbuso kuyahlupha. Kodwa-ke nxa sukhangele abantu bevuka ekuseni lisiyatshona, umuntu uyabe edlele.
Hayi, kunzima ngoba njengakhonapha duze le masuku uyazi abantwana bayaseyinto ukuthi athezi nje yiholiday but kunzima, kunzima.
So abantwana abafeyintanga abesikolo
abesikole ngokuya besuke ngikhaya engadlanga.
So singathi manje kudubo lonke lolu luqedwa ngani ngoba emadolobheni kujale ukuthi abantu bangani nje bangcono?
Hayi, kunzima kulapho ngcono. Emathawuni akulapho ngcono sibili. Kumele kuncediswe i-WFP nayo kumele ikhangele sibili, bengakhangeli indawo ezincinyane ko-Plumtree lapha nakhona apha phakathi.
Yes, babona besisho njalo sibili lakobulawayo baqambile sokuthi hayi kulabantu abangani bayalamba. Hayi ke
abantu bayalamba.
Yes, so wena nxa umakhelwane wakho elamba pho liphila njani khona?
Uyazi akuphileki, akuphileki liqiniso lela. Ungeke ubone omunye ejele zima wena ungamncedi. Kunzima sibili.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke ungatholela kusasa babasibani.
Ngiyabonga Mthembu.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, bye-bye. We'll be back again, bye-bye.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Ed Dispanda lives in Tshabalala. He says the situation is quite bad in Tshabalala. That's a setup in Bulawayo. So, he says some people spend maybe the whole day without any food, and children are fainting at school. And he says, you know, it's dire, really.
Gaiti, it's okay. Kuna Reverend Kadenge, mchiripo, iriparu nare. Reverend Kadenge?
Wangu ndiripo.
Tichi tarisa iyo mamiru akaita zvinhu munyaya dzekudya imomo epwethum. Kune vari kuuyawo here nerubatsiro vemasangano anopa rubatsiro aya. Vari kushandawo here nemachechi zviri kufamba sei?
Variko. Variko vari kufamba vachibatsira vachipa vanhu chikafu. Vakati wande saka zvongoimba kuti vanobatsira vachipawo kunyanya vasina nokuti hapana chokubata, hapana kana basa racho rokuti munhu ashande awane changawani. Zvese izvozvo hazvipo, saka vanhu vakangomirira kuti pane munhu angangosvikawo akavangobatsira. Saka ndozvo vakangomirira, hapana chimwe chinhu chavangawane kana mari zvayo shomanani hapana. Saka inhamu chete yasvuura vanhu muno munyika medu.
Tinotenda, rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Reverend Gibbs.
Yes, ndo baba Ndiweni lapa. Blessing baba Ndiweni, uchona njani?
Baba ndichona njani.
Hai, siyaphila Ndiweni, ungapi khonapo baba?
Nenzenkai.
Kunjani enkai bantu?
Kuyafiwa lapha kumango hlela.
Ngume njani?
Indlala, ngiyindlala yodwa nje kuphela.
Akuchasisela abantu ukuthi bekwazi sibile ukuthi kume njani khona penkayi. Batshele ukuthi abantu baphila njani. Umuntu evuke ekuseni esiyalala uyabe edleni. Akutshela abantu.
Kunzima kakhulu mfowethu ngenxa yokuthi ukuphila osukukhona sokuyintando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi umuntu liphume ilanga litshone, ngoba uyabe ungakwazi ukuthi abantwana uyabe uzobaphani. Amanye ama-families ya uyabe ubona ukuthi bathule nzima ngoba babechasisa isigaba sokuthi vele lokudla kanye kabasadli kanye. Amanye ama-families asesidla medi kanye, kube isigaba sokuthi nje kungaphekwa kube sekuseni kuze kuyedliwa medi ntambama. Ngoba ngitshela ukuthi igogoko ukuthi lithenge like lafika ku-100 pond. So ngesigaba sakhona i-100 pond yangikhona ukuyithole eZimbabwe ngendlela imali engatholakali ngakhona. Akuhlungu kakhulu mfowethu. Okulandelayo ngubonayo ukuthi kuza kuba lezidumbu zendlala uma kulokhu kuqhubeka isimo sibanje.
Singathi khonapho manje abalambayo bancedwa mbani, kambe uhulumente uyangenela kumbe abantu sebeziphilela nje njengenyoni nje?
Okubuhlungu ukuthi uhulumende engathi ungenele uzezwa kuthiwa kufuneka mebha abantu abangu-5 kumbe abangu-10 ewadini. Akuntshele iwadini labantu abaningi noma indawo elabantu abaningi, uzwa kuthiwa kwenye izigaba abantu bayahola. Kuko kwaba lo hlelo endaweni yangakithi la engikhona mina olwaluletho i-World Vision, okubizwa kuthiwa ngumshandela nje, ukuthi abantu bayathiwa imisebenzi yokuthi bangenzani ukwenza ukuthi ama-NGOs lana abancedisi ngesigaba sokudla. Bake bahola, I think bahole kwaba kanje, but manje uma ngibhekile sokula about 4 to 5 months bengakazi bahole. Ukuthi kwenzakalani no one knows. Laleyo mali ababeyithengiswe kumbe ikhona kumbe kayikho, but into enginanzelayo mina mangiyikhangele ngedwa, ngibona ngani ama-NGOs njengalokhu kwakuvele sokuzohlela ukuthi imali eyi-foreign currency ingafika, sokumele iyewele ezandleni zikahulumeni. Then bona bese bephiwa abantu imali yaseZimbabwe. Manje inkinga esikhona ukuthi mina manginanzelela ngibona ngani sokwesigaba sokuthi njengoba imali vele ingekho elizweni, khathesi ukuthi abantu laba bahole stuck, kuke kwaphrayiswa khathesi ukuthi kuthiwa ngcono balungisise amafoni imali zifakwe i-ecocash, but still there's nothing. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu they are still going hungry, going further okokuthi sokusiya kwi-situation. Ngakuthiwa maybe uhlelo nalolu luncedisilokwanisa ukuthi luphabantu izimali, abanye abantu bebeza-survivor, ngoba kunjengoba ngisitsho ukuthi umakhelwane wami ngeke alambe mina if makade ngizuzile something.
Aye ndiweni sibongile kakhulu baba, ube nempela viki enhle, silethe bala ukuthi lizasila phepha khona ngapha.
Hey siya kakhulu esesikukhala ikhona ukuthi uhulumende kuphela made angenele anikeze abantu, kukhona lokho ababekuthengisiwe kwenzela ukuthi abantu bakwazi bacebulelane sincedisane la umakhelwane bedecision isiphile.
Aye ndiweni baba, siyabonga kakhulu khona ngapha ngenkaya. So that is Mr. Ndiweni. He says there's a very big problem in Kai. At one stage, there was a food for work program, but it ended 5 months ago. So he says the situation is very bad, and a 10 kg bag is going for about 100 pond. And he says no one affords that kind of money. And he says, you know, the many households are really in dire straits.
Indlala yodwa.
Yeah, indlala yodwa mfowethu.
That's what he said.
Uchayile khona.
Yeah, tina mkoma tapiwa warbarunare. Mkoma tapiwa magadi.
Tiripo magadio.
Tiripo muri kupi?
Kugokwe.
Kugokwe kakamira sei?
Nzara iriko.
Zviri kufamba sei? Muri kurarama nei? Kuri kumbouyawo vamwe here vari kubatsira nechikafu kana kuti?
Tiri kupiwa hedu chefood for work tichingoti zvinotoitawo zviri nani, asi pachinenge chapera zvinotonetsa.
Saka vanenge vachipa chekafu chakawanda zvakadii pamhuri, uye munenge muchipowa chii chaizvo?
Chibage, one bag per family. Saka imanguva hachizokwani, nozopedzisira zvema kutonotenga pabhagedhi rekuita 65 kana 70 pari zvino.
Mabhondi aya?
Mabhondi.
Aishi, ya. Ko mari dzekugaisa?
Kugaisa ma-$15 ma-$10.
Takambozwa iwo veWFP vachitaura kuti mune dzimwe nzvimbo vanenge vachipa vanhu mari idzo dzekugaisa kana kutengawo zvimwe zvishoma shoma, asi vachimboti zvinenge zvakuti netsei nekuti mari dzacho dzemabhondi hadzimo. Imi munopuwawo mari here nevanopa rubatsiro avo kana kuti murikopwa chikafu?
Tikungopiwa, tikungowana chibage chesocial welfare. Mari hakuna kuno kwati.
Vamwe vanombochema-chemawo kuti panomboitwa zvematongerwo enyika pakupa vanhu chikafu. Muri kupiwa henyu zvakanaka?
Tiri kupiwa zvakanaka.
Haiwa, zvinofadza kana muchipiwa henyu zvakanaka. Ko tichitarisa mwaka uri kuteera uyu, pane chinobuda here? Muri kurima here?
Kurima takarima, asi mvura haiko, haisinaya. Saka zvinhu zvacho hazvinomira mushe, gonye racho riri kunetsa repasi, chibage chacho chiri kurumwa. Saka hameno tichangoona, tichangotarisirawo denga racho iriri kudarichatipa mvura yacho.
Saka munharaunda yenyu munowanzorarama munorima chii? Ndedzipi zvirimwa zvamungati ndo zvinonyatsoita kuti mukwanise kurarama?
Chirimwa chinonyatsoita kuno kuchibage.
Chibage. Asi kune gonye, vamboya here idzo nyanzvi kubva kune kubazi rezvekurima re
tisati tavaona
hamusati maona aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinotenda
regai tiende kuna mukoma Brian. Mukoma Brian, makadii?
Tiripo edu, makadiiwo?
Tiripo, muri kupi?
Makadiikoko.
Kuno kuri nani zvemutowa, kumwe wakaoma, kumwe munyoro, muri kupi?
Ndiri kuzaka kuno kwamuroi.
Zaka rinopisa.
Wabukururu. Zaka rinopisa, kwarinopisa pachokoko.
Right, tudze, kwakamira sei kuzaka?
Kuno zvinoitika kwacho kwabhukururu kwacho ukoko uko chikafu chacho chinouya chero mbeu izvi zvokuti iwo unogona kutoshayiwa kana chunhu zvokuti chinohoreswa usiku vanhu vaenda kundovata paya paya ndo patinokoresewa zvaakudhipenda kuti unopinda cheche here yezioni retambo here kana kuti haupindi cheche zioni retambo plus ichinogoreswa on political grounds.
Panenge paita
tika makore ese izvozvo zvogara chingoitika.
Saka gore rino ngoma ndiyo ndiyo
zvokutoti vanhu vhiki yapera vanga vaitori pafertilizer vakamirira fertilizer. Saka fertilizer yacho yakapiwa vanhu vakambopiwa mbeu ndo vakapiwa sikanzi vanopiwa fertilizer. Vaibva pauya mapfunde vanhu ivavo ndo vakadzokorora futi. Saka vanhu vanenge vachingopiwa imba one yokuti inogona kuti mumba mugona kubuda vanhu vanoita 6 or 7 vopiwa ipapo. Asi kana kwakunzi kwete koshandiwa kakuti kunodini vanhu ivava havabudi nokuti zvo zvaizopiwa through counselor.
Saka makambotaura here kumakurukota kana kuti kumang'arawo kune vamwe kuti aiwa kuno zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe?
Vakuru vacho maMP anenge aripo mapurisa anenge aripo vachizviona zvichiitika ivo vanotopiwavo chikafu chacho ichocho.
Saka hapana chinobuda
kuti uori huripo hwakakura zvimwe zvisingatomboiti.
Aiwa tino
vacho vana makore zvichiitika izvozvo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian, tichaedza kuzokufonerai kuti tizive kuti zviri kufamba sei, totaurawo zvakare nemakurukota acho, asi tinotenda zvikuru.
Maita basa mandibatawo ndachimbozama nguva yose ndichiona ndisingambodaniwo pastudio sezvo ndichiva kuti zvinofamba sei.
Aiwa, chirongwa ndechenyu, tafara zvikuru kuti mapindawo muchirongwa.
Nendafara zvikuru. Ndafara Mwari akubuitire nyasha.
Aiwa, nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs,
we've got another caller, Robius. Usechamani kunapa blessing. Robius, kunjani baba?
Nyaphila baba, mtemboni njani?
Nyaphila, uzwa kalulambile mfowethu.
Ngisambele ngwa West eMatabo.
Kunjani eMatabo khonapho?
Dala kitsi lapha kunodhura.
Tshela mina mfowethu.
Now kwakungathi socially lapha iyabonabona abantu manje kugcina ngo-August lapho kwakugcina khona kunikwa abantu kufika kathesi akula lutho. Inkomo ziphelile akula lutho, nembuzi zagula zafa. Indaba yakhona ukuthi singayiqeda njani, ukuthi kuyini ungakuthengisa ungumuntu yisakhamuzi khona asikwazi lokuthina okusele izidumbu kuphela.
So singathi qhubeka
kathesi kunje. So bekulabanye nje abanye abasidayileyo bezocela impuku khonapha, nathi asilayo, nathi bahambile benjalo ukuthi baza kudlani lami vele kangikwazi khona.
Singathi kuyahlupha umuntu omdala.
Lokho kunje. So asikwazi, kumbe uhulumende ukhona kumbe kasekho, kasikwazi shuwa. Ngoba lapho kuselele lapha ukuthi kuyadosha abantu befile kuphela. Iplani yangikhona vele ayibonakali. Akula muntu olempuphu. Ngikhuluma iqiniso lonke khonapha lapha engikhuluma ngikhona khona. Kusematabo la. Akula balutshwana abantu abalempuphu endlini.
So kutsho ukuthi abantu bathwele nzima.
Abantu lapha sithwele nzima lapha vela sikwazi. Izulu lapha likasiwuli, lisewule kwezindawo, kwezindawo lisewula ngamadamu ngalamanzi. Inkomo ziyabanjwa ludaka vele ubuthangethange kwelidamu lakithi lalisungwambithi wawo le nkomo 13 ezazibanji.
Ha kuzima baba, singazi ukuthi kuyaphela njani. Pholisela ukugcina khona pho mnumzane.
Asikwazi shuwa ngoba sike sabona abantu bezizi nje bebuzabuza khonapha, sibatshelile nje konke nje ukudureka kwe-Teslakho khonapha. Asikwazi kumbe kukhona esiza kuthola vele, asikwazi. Nomuntu nje onothando lokuthi abantu bangafi. Angavakatshela kwava nje apho ngokuphandle kubili okuthathu. Yikho khonokho, ngiyabonga bantu.
Hayi, sibonge kakhulu-ke, silethemba lokuthi bazangenela khonapho baba. Yeah, blessing. That is Ropius in Matabo. That is in Mberengwa. He says the situation is very critical there. No mill, no nothing. The government last gave people food aid in August. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, you know, a lot of cattle are dying, you know, and even goats and all those kind of domestic animals because of the drought. Mm-hmm. So he says they don't even know what to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before we take our next call at Satanda, kune mwe mterere regati mboti zokerei, kuna Reverend Kadenge. Reverend Kadenge?
Lipo.
Manzwa zvirikuta urwa nevamwe apo kuti vari kunetseka. They are concerned about the partisan distribution of food. What is your take on this?
Yeah, it's there. People are given food as... regardless where they belong, and this is very unbecoming, and we don't understand why the distribution of food is done that way, because food should be given to everyone who needs it, and there's no discrimination there, but unfortunately in our situation people are given food because they belong to which party, and so forth, and that is very unfair on the part of the people who are suffering, because when people suffer, they don't suffer because they belong to this party or the other party, but because they are in a situation where they cannot afford. So people are desperate, and they have to be treated in a fair manner, which should be open to all, so that whoever is not having food should be given food in spite of where they belong.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge. Please do stay on the line. Tina Mkoma Lloyd Homani. Makadi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mkoma Blazing Makadi.
Aywa, it's 39 Mkoma Lloyd. Murikupi Mkoma Lloyd.
Mdrim Pretoria.
Mu Pretoria omo. Manzi wakuti kumusha oko nzara inenge ya punya chisero. Muriku tumira were zvekudya.
Ya ticha zama no katino kwanisa kuti titumiro hama kumusha. Nekuda kwenzara ya asinga munyika medu. Asi dambudziko riripo Nkoma Blessing ndero kuti ndofunga mufundisi pamadzidzo kutaura. Vambotibate bati chamari chida kuti nditaure. Dambudziko redu riri munyika ndero kuti kunyange dzimwe nyika dzikatibatsira nechikafu. Chikafu ichocho chikaenda kuhurumende. Hurumende yakushandisa chikafu as a weapon yekukampina kuti tiwane mavhoti. Saka zvoreva kuti kana munhu ari weopposition haachakwanise kuwana chikafu nekuti anotsigira opposition. Asi dai tanga tabvisa mweya wokuti opposition kana kuti ruling party, totira mweya wedambudziko rapinda munyika yedu. Nekuti tiri kubatsirwa nevamwe vanhu kuti hama dzedu kanti nyika yedu haina kurima kanti haina kutsagora kanaka. But kana taakusarudzana kuti uyu hafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, uyu hafane kuwana, uyu ndiye anowana, hazvina zvazviri kubatsira. Zvakangofanana nerufu. Kana uri munhu unoziva chivanhu ukaona pa next door paine rufu, usinei neukama naye,
unosvika neipapo uchibata maoko uchiona nekuti rufu runorwadza munhu wese. Saka nzara yakangofanana nerufu. Saka munhu wese anonzwa kurwadziwa nekuda kuti haana chekudya. Azvigona kuti wepa next job yapangu inini pandinogara ndiona vari kufana nzara ndiinazvo. Saka zviri nani kuti chishoma chandinacho ichocho ngatikwanise kuti tigoverane tisheyane pakati nepakati ekliche zvinobatsira izvozvo. Saka dambudziko redu iri kumakurukota ehurumende kuti kana vakapuwa chikafu nehurumende vakuchipiwa chikafu icho kuti aiwa chikafu chinochipuwa nezano pf but at the same time chiri kubva kumadhona kunze kwenyika. Ndo dambudziko riri kuitika. Ndakumbotora example rakaitika like pandinobva kwamutoko I think last week part one. Pane chikoro chakaenda nemvura chakaenda nedutu. Kati hapana zvakataurwa nezvazvo kunzi tida kubatsira chikoro ichocho. Kati vana vechikoro pachikoro pasifanonzi pachindenda primary school chakaenda nedutu mvura yakanaya but hapana even one of the government official akamboenda kunobatsira. But when towards election ndopaanenge wabuda kuchioneka manje. So which is very 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 bad. Hazvinezva zvinobatsira kana taona zvinhu zvakadaro ngatipindei tisingasarudzi kuti munhu zvara iri papi idambudziko redu tese. Saka dangokusarudzanaka hapana chinhu chinofamba.
Tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Lloyd Lloyd there is saying that hunger knows no political party, so they must not be politicization of food aid. Gibbs.
Yes, lo babu Joseph Moyo ecingwane khona baba Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Yes, yatshona baba, tshona njani?
Hayi, siyatshona kakhulu. Sicela usondele efonini ukuthi sikuze kuhle baba.
Ye, ngizuze kwayo sibili.
Ye, ubona njani okwenzakalayo lokho?
Ya, indaba le ibuhlungu kakhulu kubafowethu laba abanye abathi bona nxa bangathula ukuthi bafuna ukuthi basinye izandla bafuna ukunika abanye. Into enginanzelela kakhulu lapha yikuthi abadala bethu babavume ukuthi izinto lezi ziyabehlula. Ngabe bayavume ukuthi into iyabehlula ngayizinto ziyalula.
Kodwa indlala sibili nxa wena ungaphi khonapho kathesi?
Ngisephela phise egarigari.
Ye, so khonapho kunjani kodwa indlala?
Indlala vele ibhahile babigcwele indawo yonke abantu yisiki yoyo kuyakhalwa kuyasiwa lapho.
Manje abantu liphila njani khonapho nxa liphuma lisiyatshona kuhamba njani?
Hayi baba, kunzima ukuphila kwabantu lapho. Besikhona ukubamba lebhola laphana ukuthi lathi njengobana ngomakhelwane lisingabe le ndaba lakho ukuthi ubani ungaliphi bani ubani ungaliphi bani. Siphonge ukufanana khonokho kuningi kuyakukuhlolakele.
I-Food for Work program ke ayikho yini ukusebenza lokho?
Hayi, yathi ngakabi khona.
Kho manje liphila ngani sibili empilweni kwa?
Siya siphila ngakhona okukulo kokuphuma sisiyajekeja. Yanti yakwathi indawo esilapho esindawo egolide le. Sesiphuma siyajekeja sisele sokomnani kokwesimhlelile. Sesiphila ngayo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa emoyo baba. Ube lempila fike enhle baba.
Lami ngiyabonga ngokwesibili kungena ehlelweni lonu.
Hayi, sibongele kakhulu ukuthi ungenile mfowethu. Okay, bye-bye. That is Mr. Joseph Moyo. He's in Philippus. He says, now they are depending on gold panning. There's nothing they can do. So I guess we've got Mr. Malaki Nkomo. He's a ZANU-PF activist based in Philippus. That's exactly where this guy was calling us from. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program. We are Mr. Baba Malaki Nkomo.
Yeah, who's our kid free? Who's that,
Baba? I see a pila kakulu. I was telling Baba Nkomo. Kunjani khona ngapho nxa sikhangele indlala baba?
Indlala Gibbs isesikhumqiniso ikhona esigabeni, ikhona elizweni. Ongashiyo ntathu yomuntu kodwa ongumumo okhona owomkhathi ukuthi abantu abalimanga ngendlela ngesikhathi abafanele balime ngazo, njalo izulu alinanga ngendlela ofanele ithini line ngayo. Esikubangelayo ukuthi uhulumende indlenge ukhona udizi uyabonakala umuntu uyafika ebantwini ukukhangela labo abantu abaswelayo. Kunjalo nje uhulumende ubuye wakukhangelisisa futhi usofanti angezelele inani labantu abakhona ku-social welfare ukwenzela ukuthi wonke umuntu ongabe engavunanga athole ukuphila. Iqiniso elikhona ukuthi indlala leyi abantu bangayithatha bafake politics phakathi. Kanti-ke yindlala evelele kumkhathi womumo okhona.
Kodwa bakhona abakhalayo khonapha Nkomo bathi kukhanya ngazani ukudla lokhu. Kunikwa ngokuthi umuntu ungubani. Nxa ukuthi kwelinye ibandla bathi hayi abakuniki. Kume njani khonapha eFilavosi?
ebunabhuzi into ekhona ukuthi ukudla lokho kufikela ezandleni zikahulumende, kufikela ku-DA wehlekwe ku-social welfare. Sika lapho bayasika kumasabhuku, amasabhuku yo akhetha abantu ababona ukuthi lo yiphila layo uyahawula lo kufanti athi. Lokho ukuthi kuthiwa khona abantu babanjwa izandla indawo yokuthiwa ngamanga aluhlaza joko, ngibona ngani ibandla lezanu p f latsho lona sobala ukuthi uma kulo muntu oncitshwe ukudla ngabuye egcekeni atsho ukuthi ulayinephi uncitshwe mbani. Ngoba ngokwazi wami mina abakhokheli bebandla lezanu p f angaze mbabone besima phambi kwabantu beholisa. Uma ukhansila lo sabhuku bekhokhelwa ihofisi kasikomithi ekupheni abantu, njalo ihofisi ye-social welfare kuyiyo elama-register ekha abantu ukuphila, singafuna ukuthi sichothoze sifaka ibani ezanupiye phakathi ngendlela yokuthi abantu babe bengatelwanga iqiniso njalo babe bengafuni. Kulokhana kufana lokuthi nje abantu babe phunga ukukhuluma izinto ezingekho, kodwa iqiniso elikhona ukuthi usabhuku elayinini yakhe nguye ohlala phansi akhethe abantu abadibekayo, akhethe abantu abaswelayo, abe nenani labantu elihamba ku-social welfare umungu uyobuya uqondene lolu bantu ukuthi labo bantu ukuthi ibala nezanupiye abantu balifakela ngiphakathi angikwazi.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Malaki Komo. Can you hold on there? We're coming back to you. He says Crawleyheads and councillors actually draft a list of people that receive food aid. So then the social welfare department endorses or does whatever, and then the DA also participates in that kind of a process. So he says it's not true that people are not being given food, those that belong to certain parties. Yeah,
of course, we'll come back to him. Regaitine, Maita Wanda Magadi.
Magadi, woikoko.
Ai, watiri wadi, muripi imi?
Ndikuno South Africa.
Oh, muriku South Africa. Nyairi mnariro mainzi kwa ndeye chikafu. Muriku utumira were ku Zimbabwe.
Tinotumira kana tawana ari kuenda, tinotumira.
Manga mchida kuti wokudi nenyaya yacho iyi.
Aiwa nyaya yekupiwa kwevamwe vanhu chikafu vamwana vasingawani, iyoyo nyaya inotorwadzisa inini. Inotondirwadza nekuti munhu wese kana dai kuri kuti waenda nebato ripi waenda nebato ripi, munhu wese munhu weZimbabwe anofanira kupuwa chekudya nekuti haungatarisi mumwe munhu achiva nenzara. Vanhu iye zvinovazara nemwoyo wakaipisisa chaivo, hatisisina rudo. Saka zvakanaka kuti vanhu kana vanenge vari vatungamiri kana makansera kana masabhuku wape munhu nemunhu wese chigasi awane chekudya. Ndo nyaya yandingatoti ndo zvingaita dai zvikaitwa saizvozvo.
Saka hamusi kufara kuti vanhu vanotasika kuti wabuda mbamani usati wapuwa chikafu?
Aiwa zvitofadzika nekuti munhu wese kana atobuda pachena kuti ndiri kuda chekudya anofanira kuchiwana.
Asi manzwa akava ankomo wezanu p f vatina vapo vachiti aiwa handizvo zviri kuitika.
Vanotaura havo kuti handizvo zvinenge zvichiitika, but vari munzvimbo idzodzo vanenge vachitotaura kuti zviri kutoitika. Zvinoshamisa kuti unozwa kuzi takati hachi hakuna zvakadaro, asi munhu aripo abva ipapo arinotaura kuti ndanyimwa. Saka zvinorevei?
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Maita Wanda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Maita Wanda is insisting that you know, politicizing food aid is not good. Of course, we have also seen some videos on social media circulating of some party officials saying that they won't give any food aid to members of certain political parties. You know, but we are yet to hear of any arrests against.
Yes, you know, Baba Lapa, Ekwen, so Tong Duen, Skisa Kuman Duen, noting his way, Wabon Monion Duen. Duen Baba, Wachonajan. Yes, Musam Duen says a Kuman Enkai. Oh, yeah, I pongutije 1 minute, Suni Konapo, Kurumeba.
All right, Enga Wuchomina, according Ushelo Wago, Manufide, Gukumin. Into ekhulunywa ngabantu ayona engamanga ukuthi isigaba esikhona ngezi bomalaki inkomo nalelo hlelo lami kuradio la umalaki inkomo maye khuluma ubaba lapha isigaba esikhona sokuthi maybe kuyakufika isikhathi kwezindawo lezindawo ngoba ungananzelela kathesi usabhuku oyabe khona usabhuku ungaphansi kwezani and the next thing ekhona vele uyabe wazi ama-members angawezani. So that's what is all about. Ikho abantu begcina sokuthiwa ama political parties kugcina kwesigaba sokungani ukudla kuphiwa inganqanyi inganqanyi isibuya indaba mina ngiyimemba active uku neutral angisoyizana ngiso NDC angiso whatever party but ngikhuluma neutral ukuthi kona le nto leyo yokubandlululana ngiyayibona mina party bakhona even nakhona lapha surrounded ngoba kaningana bekusinga ufika uRaisi izinto ezinjalo uzisho ukukhethwana ngemisebenzi which means ukuthi into leyana iyadinga yabo
aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Dix sibongile kakhulu nje wena
ngibonga kakhulu
okay bye bye so that is Nosendiweni he says the problem is you know structurally people in local areas they know who is ZANU and they know who is MTC they know who is ZAPU and so forth so he says these some of these councillors know exactly who to give the food together with the crawlers so he says what Mr. Nkomo is saying he may be knowing something there.
Reverend Kadenge, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Yeah, Reverend Kadenge, there was another issue that the donors are raising. They are saying that, you know, there's a shortage of money in banks, that is cash. So they are saying that the money that they want to distribute to some people to assist them in their day-to-day activities as part of the assistance that they are giving to the needy, but they are saying now they cannot do it because you know the government changed the law to say that people can only use the Zimbabwe dollar, not US dollars. So they are saying they have not been able to distribute some of that money. It's in foreign currency. Can't the government just change that policy and allow people to get US dollars rather than wait for the RBZ to print cash that is not available at the moment?
That should be money in whatever currency so that they can buy things available. Printing it to bonds, yes, it's unfair because are not the ones who have caused 40 shortages of money. It is the government which is not provided enough money.
Reverend Kadenge, we have to call you back. Your line is bad. I think we'll call you back. Gibbs?
Yes, we're going to call you back. So, Baba Nkomo, how are you going to connect with
you?
So, in all this kind of a thing, you know, people can blame so-and-so for, you know, the food problems and so forth. But looking ahead, like, you know, in the near future, what should be done to contain such a situation, Mr. Nkomo?
Ngibona ngizakhuluma lapha ngesindebele njengoba ndiveya ngichaza mphathi
kusindebele.
Yes, ukuthi igipsi indlela leyi njengoba ngisitsho mina ukuthi iqondane nabantu bonke. Singananzela indlela ivele ikhona le mabhayibhilini. Abantu babesuka besiya kwamanye amazwe besiyodinga ukudla. Kuyafana nokuthi kathesi abazali bangabe benabantwana kwezinye indawo lapha yikuphathisana. Uhulumende ephathisa ngapha. Labantwana labo bephathisa abazali njalo nje kuyindlela le engitshiloyo futhi ukuthi amahofisi ayi-social welfare no-DA sofanele bangene bakhangelele ukuthi wonke umuntu akalimanga kunjenje sesiya kudisemba udisemba seqalisile izulu nxa ingakhanyana lapho engikhona mina alikathondi kithi ukutonda kodwa alikathondi inkomo yade sizikhangelele ukuthi izo ezasincedisa ekugcineni imuli ziyafa ziyaphela ayisiyo ntando yomuntu kodwa kuyintando kankulunkulu leyo mina engicelayo khona ukuthi khona endaweni ezinjana abantu ngabalungise inani yabantu ofanele bathole ukwenzela ukuthi uhulumende akwazi le ekukhethana ngibona ngani ukudla kuzafika kujonge kwesikhathi abantu abangu-70 kunabantu abangu-100 labana abantu abangu-30 labana yibo abantu abazasukuma sebesithi bona bakhethwe ngezombangazwe kanti kungasilo qiniso okuthi uma singananzelela ukudla khona ngabe kubuye kukwana le inani yabantu abanjani eliyabe libhaliwe so mina engikutshoyo ukuthi akubhalwele bonke abantu abakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abancedise bancediswe.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Ye, ubambe khona pho ungayika jana ulekhola present.
Aha, tisata enda kune mutereri ngatimbodzokere kuna Reverend Kadenge. Foni yawo yanga yachiti netsei. Reverend Kadenge, we're talking about cash shortages.
Yes. And I was saying it's very unfair to treat people in such a way whereby they are not the causes of the problem. If it's the government which has the problem, they should allow all the foreign currencies which are available to be distributed so that people can use that money to buy, as long as the money which they have can be exchanged with food, then that's the way to go, rather than stopping it and refusing people food aid, because the government doesn't have money. So since it doesn't have money, it should allow the currencies that are there so that they can be given to individuals who can exchange it with food.
Thank you so much, Reverend Dr. Kadenge. Do stay on the line. Tina tarisai parunare makadi.
Well, okay, that's how my daughter say.
Makadi, enyu?
Tiripo, makadi, enyu.
Aywa, tiripo, murukupi?
Right, nanzi pa Copa Queen, kumisha wangu, chayko.
Okay, parisi pa Copa Queen.
Ewa ya bagopa kwenye pani nzara. Antuku nzara zangu wakuro wa itali. Hei kusantefa. Shikuwe zara. Kuna mtemo kula. Hii anawasikuto mbotiwa. Onde tangu wato shenye kwa.
Kufene kwa uko ulingo uchiba. Nengi wa chita sema.
Autojo wani kana uro. Bate kikawo. Nenge chatuni yu wajindi. Chatuni wani zumo nyinge. Zumo nyinge. Nga ipu wani mzimbago. Bate hii. Ino susanga na nye. Raga wanda. Hei.
Chii chaezo chinege chitika mkuma atawanda. Kati sa roe mbuka takawe gampini.
Ae, nye kuti kuti urwe bato ripi. Aho joani, shushua. Akana urwe rumwe bato aho joani.
Shuruku nezi?
Aa, chibati kibantuto zangu wakuruwa wachi tizama kuda uri zinari zina. Taso kitaru zina. Inyo tizone itaku kuzoona kana usiri mazviri ani mwana iwa ngai kutambira kumusoro kwasinga woni kazviri kuno kumisha misha paka ii paka ipa
saka muri kurarama nei manje kukopa kwino
kune na umwe yoga yega wena akuna rugare
akuna mvura zvakanaka
mvura yasitombonaya zvese
saka ii nyangwe gore rinouya muri kutarisira kuti nzara inenge yakapfunya chisero. Kombe uti presidenti au input ziri kumbwa ni kaere.
Zinoa nuga bati zenge zine rusaru la manje.
Desho kuti uruko bato ripi.
Desho zenge bato ziri kutonga.
Ziri kutonga.
Saka isusu manje tatechi zvika matsikuru ya unobvatura sezvaparero
hapana chinobuda
ha kuna todzwana tirongodzise simai takabva tanzwa kuna price hatitombopiwa kana chunhu achiroka ya donor tirowani
wa muskupiwa nyangwe nemadona acho
akutori na kutonzwa kuna price onere munori mameka
aiwa
akavura mvura ina basa nazvo kana mvura haina ika ichitumura kumapurasa ngazvo inongorega nayo kuisa ati maona
yeah
asi sevenyiwa manje mvura kumapurasa saka ha pano vai pakango home
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kumatarisa ine kupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa apart bometa basa aiwa madigonera ndambozvuwa
handiti aiwa tinotenda zvikuru chirongwa ndechenyu. That's Tarisai there is disputing the fact that there is no partisan distribution of food. He's saying it's very rampant. And he's also concerned that he lives in a farming community. And he's saying that it appears those are not targeted for food distribution. He's saying that, you know, what they are hearing is that since they are in a farming community in farms, they can take good care of themselves. But he's saying that with this drought, you know, they are also affected.
Were they actually trained, Blessing, do you know, for them to be farmers, or they just moved in and started doing whatever they did, and, you know? So maybe that's the problem. So
yeah, that might be a problem. But if you look at the issue of maize production, for example, in Zimbabwe, you know, even with the white farmers when they were still there, it was the communal farmers who were producing most of the grains. And you can go up to 1904 when they started recording it, and you see that in terms of bags, the communal African farmers had about 2,151 bags that they produced that year in 1904. And then the white settlers at that time had, I think, about 56 bags only. So, but now, you know, I don't know what is really happening, because, you know, traditionally the...
communal farmers used to produce more.
No, but in, but if you look at their pieces of land, like over the years, you know, the white farmers were controlling 80% of the land, the black farmers 20%. But with that 20%, they were producing enough grain to feed the nation. It's not happening anymore. So there's something really wrong.
Yeah, it's sort of like an anomaly. So, Slupa Bagi, Upanda Moyo, Upanda Moyo, Unjan.
Mina ngikomnyama esigabeni kwa Magama Village ku Ward 9 wathi Makhulela.
Kunjani khona phe Makhulela?
Hayi Makhulela lapha kulazulu dube. Hayi inkomo lazo ziyafa abantu nendlala.
Manje kuphilwa njani kwa?
Hayi kuphile kanzima sibili, kuphile kanzima dube, ngoba manje hayi lama prize lawo, hayi abantu nje bavele bengasebenzi kusemakhaya bethembele khona enkomeni ziyafa. Nendlala abanye abaholi angasizathobani lati asazi abalutshwana nje asi abangatholiyo ukuthi ibona kati bayabejiyelwani ngoba izulu alinephelanga wonke umuntu.
Aha, emakulela phela lalile nkomo eziningi kakhulu khonapho. Zaya ngapi?
Zikhona sibili kodwa zifile lonyaka dube, zifile inkomo zinye zitholakala zilamamethi. Bengikhuluma nesinye isakhamuzi umakhelwane wami ethe yake yatholakala ile nkalakatha emethi, yatholakala ile waya ihlabela uswini. So okunye yibuchapa bethu kodwa indlala enkomeni ningi ndiyahamba sibiluma ngomude ukuze uzidinge mebila onke bavuke ekuseni bevusa sebeyizikwadi zokuvusa abantu sebeza amagroupu okuvusa inkomo. So isimo sibi sibili kwaMakhulela.
Ye, kodwa ke siyabona kuthiwa abanye abantu bayabandlululwa ngendaba zombangazwe lapho kunjani?
Hayi lapha kusombangazwe zisathi sibambene nje ngomumo wombangazwe kule ndawo awuvamanga kakhulu, kodwa ke sesicelela nje ukuthi bona ukhansili labanye o-MP ophuthi laba bakunanzelele ukuthi bona laba ababili abathatha abangaholayo kati bona bayabezadlami shuwa.
Hayi nxali njalo ihamba kuhle. So ke
umsindo abantu balapha siyobantu abapolitika kakhulu babambene nje bayamukela konke okwenzakalayo.
Ye, phose lokugcina ke malumama.
Hayi lami ngithi hayi ngaphosela mele ukugcina mina ngobhanda moyo ngihlala komnyama esigabeni kogwamagwama. Ngithi hayi siyasiceleni madoda ukhanseli wethu uKulube akhangele bona laba abanye abangatholiyo ekwazi ukuhambisa imibiko phambili lawo bathole, ngoba izulu alinanga kuwonke umuntu. Ngiyabonga dude.
Siyabonga tata.
Ngiyabonga.
Okay, bye bye. So that is Mr. Panamoyo. He says at least in their area there's no political issue on around maize distribution. So he says, well, we are always helping each other. Yeah, I think we're coming to the end now.
Of course, unfortunately, time is not our best ally. And we want to take this opportunity to thank Reverend Dr. Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church in Epworth, and also Mr. Malaki Nkomo, a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Thank you to our listeners, our callers, and our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. And signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying, have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.